Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Greco Drilling Limited half-year results conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Randeep Grewal. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Olivia. I appreciate everyone taking the time to dial into the interim results for 2014 for Greco Drilling Limited this morning. We have released this morning the results as of June 30th, and in addition provided some guidance as to how we look at the business going forward through the year 2014 and a bit into 2015. Released this morning, as you saw from the results, was a revenue number that was lower than 2013. However, the gross margin number was significantly higher and a cash position of just under $19 million U.S. In terms of the operation results, the business, as a result of the slower drilling wells or drilling of the wells that took place in the first half, we drilled roughly about 19 wells as compared to 26, so that's about 27% less than the wells we drilled period over period previously. The meters that we drilled was also about 42% lower because we were predominantly drilling vertical wells for our clients in China versus the lafabric wells that we have historically drilled where the meterage per well is substantially higher. What I'm pleased to report is that from an operating standpoint, notwithstanding the significantly lower degree of activity in terms of wells drilled in the first half, those that our folks did drill in the ground were drilled at a significantly more efficient manner in terms of the drilling days and meterage per day than we've ever recorded in our past history. Specifically, a 63% improvement in the vertical wells to just under 10 days. That's about the place that we expect to be at. And in terms of directional wells, a 43% improvement, where again, even directional wells, we seem to be have found a productive way to improve our direction drilling techniques. Noticeably, our specific crew on GD7524 did deliver two consecutive wells drilling over 500 meters TVD or true vertical depth in under 24 hours, which essentially establishes the excellence that these rigs are capable of doing with our crews from a operational standpoint. We drilled a couple of the fabric wells for Green Dragon that was done in just over 40 days. Once again, when we wrap up the operational side of the results at half year, operationally, probably the best performance that we've seen from the crews, unfortunately, on a much lower population of drilling, considering clients predominantly held back, of which we have six today, held back releasing mobilization orders to us during the course of the first half. Really nothing to do with Greco Drilling, has to do more with their respective objectives that they have as businesses. Our largest client, Green Dragon, did indeed pull back the entire drilling program, the first half, which we have previously released, awaiting conclusions with their Chinese partners, which has successfully happened, subsequent to which we did get mobilization orders to finish out the 10-well contract, of which two lafabrics were drilled, and we have mobilized to go ahead and complete out the eight additional wells on the lafabric program previously announced. Similarly, on SR, the five rigs, as we previously announced, have reached location. Four of the rigs are physically on their respective well sites. We expect two wells to be spud here shortly, followed by the balance three over the next couple of weeks. As we close out my introduction, which I look forward to comments and questions thereafter, but just to if I was to conclude that the first half interim results, by the comments to be repetitive that are in my chairman statement, essentially we have a very large backlog that we sit on. Unfortunately, of that backlog, very few mob orders were actually received during the course of the first half of the year. Those that we did get, we drilled with excellence and operating performance that has materially improved. And I think we are at the level where it's sustainable going forward from a performance standpoint. We're pleased that the drilling programs indeed have started now through mobilization orders at both Green Dragon and SR, which we can expect to be continuous from this point forward. And additional mob orders with our five or four other clients in China are expected to come through also prior to the end of the year. So we'll have a much bigger, busier Q4 than we've historically had. But going into 2015, we feel comfortable that we have finally passed the stagnancy of this backlog that we've been sitting with, and we hope to have most of it mobilized and then reported duly through our accounts. With that, and I'd like to conclude the introduction, and hopefully we can take some questions now, operator, and answer to more specific detail that anyone may have.
If you would like to ask a question at this time, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We will now take our first question. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Good morning, Randy.
Morning.
Can you hear me?
Clearly.
Great. It's Michael Donnelly from Charlestown, Randy. But just a couple of quick ones. The first one, on the $300 million figure for the backlog, could you just reconcile that qualitatively, if not quantitatively, to the $97 million position of contracted work you spoke about at in the January this year update? That's the first question. And the second one is, can you just tell us about payment times on drilling? So if we think about the two that you've drilled already, the two lithabricks you've drilled for Green Dragon already, in terms of revenue recognition, cash collection, does it follow sort of weeks and days after you complete the well? Thank you.
Michael, thanks for those questions. So in terms of reconciliation, the publicly released information is that SR contracted for $65 million, and Green Dragon has publicly announced the drilling of 150 lithabric programs to be destined for Greca drilling. And those are on budget basis. Of course, each well ends up being different depending on how many meters are actually drilled, but it's approximately $1.5 million U.S. per well. So that's about $225 million. And you add to that the $65 million, and you end up with approximately the $300 million
Whereas the 97 was actual contracted work, of which some have been mobilized and some hadn't at that point.
Precisely. So that actually includes some of the other clients was in that backlog, and additionally some of that work has been already drilled with the 19-odd wells through half year. So that's when we think about going forward, that's the universe we're looking at on the two large contracts.
Understand. Thank you.
In terms of payments, so the way the payments work is we basically get paid on a monthly basis, and it's always 30 days off. So we will invoice on work on progress through month end, get the invoice out, let's say, for the early part of within the first week, certainly 10 days, and we normally get paid by the end of that particular month. So payment terms are net 30 from invoice receipt date. And that pretty much follows. Some of our Chinese clients, frankly, are a bit slower in making those payments, but they normally come through shortly thereafter.
So purely by way of illustration then, if, for example, you drilled 40 wells in October, November, and say the start of December this year, you could collect and book the cash and revenue in the second half of this financial year.
That's correct.
Thank you.
We will now take our next question from Ian McClelland from Edison. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi, Randy. A couple of questions then. On your counterparties, your announcement is now that you're down to six counterparties. It looks like Petroking is no longer in that list. Can you confirm, just how that contract has been wound up? If you can answer that one first.
Yeah, so Petroking is actually a Sinopec relationship, and we're working directly with Sinopec at this point. So Petroking was a pass-through party that had worked at the particular time on a field, and we worked as a subcontractor to Petroking. We're now working directly with Sinopec, so we're actually drilling for Sinopec as we speak, so we feel we can work directly with Sinopec rather than being a subcontractor to another party.
Okay, but the intended contract that with Petroking in terms of the wells that were planned, that still remains the intention?
Yeah, the intention is that Sinopec now is contracting Greco Drilling directly vis-a-vis through Petroking.
Okay, fine. And then secondly, on Green Dragon Gas, you say you've drilled two of the 10-well contracts. Are we being clear that you expect only 8 Lefabric wells to be drilled in the second half of the year to close out that initial 10-well order, or are you anticipating any additional activity?
So we have currently a total of 15 rigs on standby, of which basically 4 of them are currently completing out those 8 wells, 8 of the 10 Lefabric. If Green Dragon was to successfully place its debt and mobilize us shortly or immediately thereafter, which is what we would expect, then we would certainly drill a lot more than the 8 wells prior to year end. It's a function of timing. It just comes through whether, to answer your specific question, will that happen prior to year end? Our expectation is absolutely yes. But we are dependent on Green Dragon actually issuing us the mobilization, which will happen, as I said, immediately following the debt placement. So we have to wait for that eventuality to take place. But certainly we'll drill the 8. Our expectation is we'll drill more than 8 based on Green Dragon funding the 150-well program.
Okay, thank you. Understood.
As a reminder, to ask a question at this time, please press star 1. We will now take our next question from Dan Slater from Ardent Partners. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Morning, chaps. I wanted to ask about Green Dragon as well, but I think we've covered that. I was also going to ask about Sinopec and Sinopec. Obviously, you're drilling for Sinopec as well, 1 or 2 wells. But I was wondering how your discussions with both of those guys are going and what the sort of route is over the next sort of 6 months to a year to winning any more and potentially substantial contracts with those guys. I know initially you sort of won and drilled a few test wells, and we've been looking for those to turn into bigger contracts at some point. So I wondered how that was going and whether we're getting towards any bigger contracts for those guys, particularly given the constant improvement in drilling performance that you keep putting through. Thanks.
Dan, thanks for that. So in terms of, if I can just break down the three guys, PetroChina, Sinopec, and Sinopec. So firstly, in the first instance, for Sinopec, we are continuously drilling. I think where Sinopec actually is with the relationship with Greco Drilling is that we are simply the one of not only the accepted contractors, but committed contractors. So as they increase their workload, they've tried to get us to get involved with some other types of drilling within the Sinopec programs in China. What we're pretty committed to essentially be an unconventional gas driller for them. So their shale wells are a bit deeper for us to expand into. Our interest is to stay with CBM. So we will continue to drill as one of their preferred suppliers on their CBM programs as we go forward. And as you may know, that the Chinese contracts are all between, are allotted somewhere in the early first quarter by Chinese New Year for the fiscal year 2015. So starting between now and year end, there will be budgets that will be put together and programs committed for 2015. So we'll have good visibility of what all we will be committing to drill for Sinopec and frankly for the other three also by Chinese New Year, which is February. In terms of PetroChina is quite involved in a block in southern China with Green Dragon. We expect to be drilling wells for PetroChina, which they will be closely looking at, and that's kind of the test bed on expanding or doing anything else with PetroChina beyond Guizhou. Sinopec is very closely involved with Green Dragon on the GSS block at this point. And in fact, some of the eight wells that we are currently mobilized on are in fact locations that were adjusted during the course of this year to really be wells drilled within literally the hundreds of vertical wells that Sinopec has drilled. And we expect Sinopec personnel to watch very closely what Lafabre drilling actually performs to, because some of those wells will be drilled very much alongside the vertical wells drilled by Sinopec. And so we do look forward to enhancing that relationship going forward and hopefully drilling directly for some Sinopec properties that they are operating in other parts of Shaanxi. A bit early on all of that, but again, something that from our perspective is very good foundation for much larger relationships as we go forward.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you, Dan.
There are no further questions in the queue at the moment.
Okay, operator, thank you for that.
Sorry, we have one question just came in there from Michael Donnelly, from Charles Stanley. Please go ahead, your line is open.
Thank you. Just a quick final one, Randy. I noticed there was no foreign exchange gains or losses in this first half. Can we assume nothing for the full year and then perhaps going forward on the FX line as well?
At this stage, I think that's correct. I mean, as you may recall, the foreign exchange rolling adjustment between our debt and the debt that we carry, and that debt level is quite low. So we don't really expect any real changes going forward at this stage.
Great. Thank you.
Obviously, we're not currency forecasters, so who knows what the currencies will do, but at this stage, we're not expecting any.
Okay. There are no further questions in the queue at this time.
Okay, operator, thank you. Look, thank you all for attending the interim results call. Clearly, I think the message that we are passing through is that no one's excited about the low level of activity in the first half of the year. We obviously would have preferred to be mobilized on a much larger percentage of our backlog. Having said that, the balance sheet is very strong in terms of backlog. And what we hope will happen during the course of the balance part of this year, that we can actually demonstrate in full year results that we have been mobilized on significantly more wells, so as to, if you will, catch up prior to year end, but certainly a robust 2015 as we start eating into that backlog and bringing it to current P&L numbers. But in closing, I'll say this again. The guys and management team were challenged during the course of the slow period in the first half. I think they did some very remarkable things on focusing in on the current training and the efficiency improvements that they've passed through and implemented. So I do think that as we get out of this stagnancy into a robust drilling program, I think what we'll see is a management team that's prepared to execute at very efficient levels as we go forward. So look forward to sharing that with all of you as we come through, and hopefully some positive news on more orders in the near future. Thank you all for attending again.
Thank you. That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation. Ladies and gentlemen, you may now disconnect.